Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We all have different reactions to chaotic situations when our lives are surrounded in some sort of a chaos, or we bring chaos into our lives. Maybe we're not even the ones that are in a chaotic state, but we are assisting a friend or a loved one through the chaos in their life. That energy can end up coming into our world and somewhat consume it if we don't keep a certain wall or distance up. Animals certainly sense that as well. In our next story, we have to ask the question of, is the animal in the house trying to protect the individuals from something dark, from something haunting that is going on, knowing that it's there? And the only way to keep the living, the people that the animal cares about, away from it is to show aggression towards the living, to keep them away from certain areas? Or is the animal itself consumed with something, feeding off the chaos, and in itself a danger? It's a very interesting story, one that doesn't have a true answer to it. Let you be the judge. Take a listen. In the summer of 2006, I had 2 mirrored crosses I had hanging as a decoration on the side of the mudroom window. Inside the frame of the window, the frame is very, very thick. At some point during the day, when the kids and I were out of the house, the bottom cross had fallen off the nail and was shot in the window. The thing is, it was standing up as if it were propping the window open. The cross is now cracked at the bottom. Never had the window shut by itself before, nor has it since. In fact, you typically must hit the pane to open or shut the window, and it still takes some force to move it. To this date, we've seen many shadow figures. Years ago, when the children were small, we consistently saw one that we often thought was my son, only to be able to confirm it was not. In the last year, I've seen one several times. That is, several times I'd mistaken for my daughter at night. Hair length and gestures were similar to hers, only to realize my daughter was not home. My sister has experienced this as well. My son has seen figures during the day. One of them really bothers him. He began seeing it the day after it was believed he had made a phone call to me and my mother, and he swears he did not make it. He claims the figure is dark, stands about his height, maybe a little taller, and has a hooded top on, as he describes it, like a hoodie. He claims the entity will stand there or pace behind him from several feet away until he turns around. He says he's never gotten closer than maybe 8 feet to him. My son does not like this and seems to think this is the entity that growled at him. The longer it takes for my son to acknowledge the thing, the longer it seems to linger. Once he does, apparently disappears. An excerpt from a response I received, not sure if this gives more insight. A few things my sister had picked up on. We seem to have an increase in the severity of the activity. Number one, there's more than just the 3 of us living in the house, me and my 2 children. In a week or 2 before something is going to happen, we can feel it. For instance, we had just about a week and a half of seeing shadows, hearing heavy footsteps in parts of the house we normally do not hear, and feeling a strong negative presence. And lo and behold, my child's paternal grandfather makes an entrance back into her life. To make the story short, we had gone to great lengths to arrange an activity on our community, which my daughter was conveniently asked to dance. He used it as an opportunity to meet them, as he's not seen them since they were babies. And since Saturday, the day of the activity, the house has been significantly more settled. Last winter, a friend of mine from high school stayed with us for about 3 weeks as he was transitioning from a divorce. We had a lot of activity that really rattled us during the time. When he left, the severity of the experiences really settled down, back to what I call the basic bumps in the night stuff. One incident that bothered me was I woke up at about 2:30 in the morning, because my wood blinds are being rustled quite fiercely. Our cat does this when she wants to be let outdoors in the middle of the night, so of course I thought it was her until I got to the window and realized she was not there and had actually been outside all night. I had forgotten to let her in before I went to bed. Our cat often acts very, very strangely. This is one thing the pastor was consistent on when he came to bless the house. He felt something was odd enough and blessed the cat. Since things have begun again, there have been a few times that she has refused to go into my room. Generally, though, she sleeps on my bed almost every night. The cat can also be very protective, sometimes not allowing the kids to get off the stairs or me to get out of my bedroom. She'll pace in the doorway, hair standing up, hissing, teeth and claws showing. If you go to step over her, she'll grab you and tear into you to stop you. She did this to me last week, right after the incident I had where I heard footsteps while I was talking on the phone. After things had settled down, I went into my room, and when I went to come back out and turn out the light I'd overlooked, she laid into me. One cut was bad enough, it could have probably used some glue in it. The rest of the night, she remained sitting in my doorway and did not move. We've had to lock her in a room several times when people have entered the house, as she'll scratch, bite, and chase our guests. Since a house blessing, which, as I said in the last post, ended up only being a temporary fix, she cries all the time and walks around hissing inside and out. The vet says she's fine. I remain perplexed, not knowing if she's trying to protect us and keep us away from something, or if she is the something we should keep away from.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.